Just an observation we had last night in devotions. We were reading through Joshua 4, and in verse 9, where Joshua puts the stones in the Jordan, we noticed that we couldn't find a commandment for the Lord for that set of stones. We read, obviously, about the stones, each man taking it up from the Jordan, but we couldn't find one that said, okay, Joshua, go put these in the river. So I was wondering if that was significant, that there isn't a recorded commandment for it.
Who is Joshua a type of?
Christ.
Say it loudly.
Christ.
He's a type of the Lord Jesus. So, I see that which he did personally, that to me, and if I'm wrong, brethren will help me, that relates absolutely back to that work that he has done on Calvary. I see the other side. Where do I get my directions? Where do we get our directions from what we do day by day? Who? From the Lord, from the same one. We get our directions from him. Joshua is capable of doing everything. He is capable of everything. Now, do you have more on this, brother? Are you still trying to draw out? Now,
I would love to draw more out, but no. I'm going to just give you suggestions so that we might be encouraged as young ones for time's sake. There are two things that in the New Testament the Lord have requested from us. Can you share, anybody, can you share it with me? What did he request the Lord? Come on. There are two things that the Lord Jesus requested from us to be done. Very good. And the second thing? Well, baptism. So now I want you to take that desire, because Joshua is a type of the Lord Jesus. When it comes to every man, I don't know, I trust that you all have been baptized. I don't know. But if you are one that, now I'm going to talk to you as an individual, not as a household, but if you are one that has not been baptized, as far as Christ's desire, that he wants everyone to be baptized. And he says in Matthew 28, you know, go make disciples by baptizing them. So every man has to take his own stone. That as if a representation that I have been baptized. So I'm going to encourage you, young brother, young sister, since I don't know everything about you. It is the Lord's desire that you might be baptized, brought into such a judgment, but also enjoy the victory in resurrection. So you have to be identified with Christ, because it was his own desire that he asked that he might be baptized. But the second thing, it was the initiative of Joshua alone, that he still brought the thought of death under the Jordan. And you remember the second part that the Lord has requested. This do in remembrance of me. What did the Apostle Paul say in 1 Corinthians 11? Ye do show forth the Lord's what? The highlight is what? Is death. So I'm going to encourage you, by way of encouragement, Chuck, just because I want you to be exercised before the Lord. Seriously. To take Christianity serious. And say, I want to do what's honoring to Christ. If I'm a believer, and we have spoken that I applying the judgment of death, that I'm in the good of my baptism, I trust if you are not baptized that you might consider it very, very dearly to your own heart. That I want to honor the Lord in identifying myself with it. And perhaps some of you are still struggling or looking to the Lord for me to remember him. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus. This do in remembrance of me. It was Joshua bringing 12, bringing his own, because these 12, I like to think of them representing the 12 tribes of Israel. One is to represent that I've been baptized. Another one is to really think that what Christ has done for me. And in these two acts, it will be honoring to the Lord to fulfill his desire. Be baptized. Identify yourself with me, but also remember me in my death.
Galatians 2:20?
Yes.
Right, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ.
Mm.
Right? That's my place. I'm co-crucified with Christ. I'm one of those 12 stones buried in the Jordan. Right? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And now we're on the side of resurrection ground. We're on the side of Canaan, the promised land, the land of blessing. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. He gave himself for me. He was the one in the waters where the waters of the Jordan went over him in all of their fullness.
I wonder if I could just, again, and I'll be subject, if brethren think that I'm on the wrong here, you help me. But I think of the matter of baptism as something that the Lord has set before me, that I submit unto him in that way. But dear young people, I want to come to the breaking of bread. And I want to suggest to you that it is the greatest privilege on earth you will ever have. It is the greatest privilege the Lord has given to us. I hear some people saying, I'm going to remember the Lord this morning because I have to, or because I know I should. And they use many expressions like this. But I'm going to tell you that I believe I come there because he is there. My Lord is there. I own his presence on Lord's Day morning. I'm actually there with him. And I'm there on the basis that he has given me in this sin-filled world. He's given me this privilege. I can't do it by myself. I can't do it at home in my living room. I can't do it in my apartment. I have to do it with others who belong to him, that we collectively, we announce, that's what that word literally means, we announce his death. Do you know something? In that verse that our brother has given us, his death and his coming again are in the same verse. I announce his death until he come. So again, I appeal to you. Are you doing so? Has the Lord spoken to you about that step? And if the answer is no, well, you know, I'm really not. I beg you, get before him and be able to say before him, well, this is why I'm not. This is what is holding me back. And ask the Lord for help to take those barriers down, that I might see on the one side my responsibility, that I might see on the other side the tremendous privilege to collectively be part of that company that announces in this world that Jesus, our Lord Jesus, is coming again.